the rise of telehealth through the pandemic has been a godsend for many regional doctors and patients. However, there is a flip side. The Age reports that a woman bled to death in the emergency department of a regional hospital that had no doctors physically present because authorities had replaced face-to-face doctors with video links outside business hours. Doctors and patients have voiced anger and alarm over moves to treat critically ill patients via teleconference. Rebecca McGowan is a New South Wales doctor who has seen both the best and the worst side of telehealth services. Rebecca McGowan, good afternoon. What's your reaction to this terrible story which has been reported?
Oh, it is terrible, and my sympathy goes out to the family, and it's a tragedy that shouldn't have happened. I'm glad to see that it's a coroner's case, and I hope that lessons can be learnt from it. What we do know is that preventable deaths are 31% above the state average, and the overall mortality for patients are up to 94% higher than the state average. So this is an indication that rural health is in need of much better funding. My concern is that telehealth teleconsulting may be thrown out. You know, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is a lot of advantages to teleconsulting. And in fact, at least a third of all Medicare-funded consults since March have been through telehealth. So telehealth is here to stay. There's a huge benefit for my patients, and I would like to see it extended beyond the pandemic. But it isn't good enough that local rural hospitals get left in the lurch without support, as in this case, that there wasn't a doctor available after hours for this patient who came in and so sadly died because she didn't get the medical attention that she needed.
What do you know about this case?
I know that there were nurses there and that there was a doctor available via video consulting. And this is actually a situation that's very common. I've worked in little hospitals where I was available as the doctor for 10 hours during the day and then there was telephone contact during the night. I know that there are lots of hospitals across Victoria and New South Wales who actually operate that way, in that there is a doctor there for 10 hours during the day and then there's support for the nursing staff via video link or telephone link. So this case does reflect rural health all across Australia in that we don't have access to doctors 100% of the time.
Isn't that the takeaway from what has happened, that in regional Australia, we don't have the same access to healthcare and to medical support as you do in capital cities? Isn't that the kicker in this whole story?
That is the kicker in the whole story. I'm actually quite enthusiastic about telehealth, that it may help bridge the gap. I know in my area, for example, I often have patients who have to make a three-hour round trip to see me, and telehealth's been a real boon for that, that I've been able to talk to them on the phone to help lessen the travel time. But it's like any tool. The tool needs to be used appropriately. I wouldn't use a knife to chop down a tree. So telehealth, teleconsulting, when used well, is a fantastic tool.
The danger, though, is that when you introduce a system like that, like telehealth, then the temptation is simply to remove those costly in situ medicos who would normally be at the hospital during out of hours periods and replace them with something that is cheaper, more efficient, but actually doesn't do as good a job.
You're quite right. There is the dangers in it. And I would like to see it go hand in hand. We use the word and. We say we use telehealth and we use face-to-face. There needs to be a genuine partnership between both, and there needs to be a recognition of when it's appropriate to use telehealth and when it's appropriate to have face-to-face, and hopefully help improve the lives of our rural patients, which is what it's all about. But I totally agree. You can't just rely on one or the other. They both have a role.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Rebecca McGowan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.